AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. An Israeli airstrike hit an area in central Beirut near the Lebanese government headquarters, UN headquarters, and several embassies. The strike comes following reports the U.S. envoy delayed his visit for ceasefire talks. Ambulance sirens can be heard throughout the area. No official casualty figures have been released. An AP reporter at the scene described significant casualties on the street. President-elect Donald Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon has reignited a debate many thought had long been settled, whether women should fight on the front lines. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
Nearly 9 years ago, Defense Secretary Ash Carter and the military opened all combat jobs to women who qualified.
They'll be able to serve as Army Rangers and Green Berets, Navy SEALs.
But Pete Hegseth made clear women should not be Rangers or SEALs, or in other jobs where he says strength is a differentiator. If confirmed as defense chief, he could try to end the practice. For Iraq veteran Allison Jaslow.
Some women are objectively tough as hell and are a great fit for the combat arms.
Hegseth insists the military lowered standards to get more women into combat roles, while the services say they did not. The question for retired Navy Captain Lori Manning.
Who's going to replace them? Men.
And with services having trouble meeting recruiting goals.
They'll have to lower the standards for men.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Kremlin is warning President Biden's decision to let Ukraine strike targets inside Russia with U.S.-supplied longer-range missiles adds fuel to the fire of the war and would escalate international tensions even higher. Wisconsin Republican Eric Hovde conceded defeat to Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin in their Senate race, saying he will not ask for a recount after he previously admitted he lost but floated several debunked election conspiracies. This is AP News. An airline files for bankruptcy.
Restructuring's in the works for the financially struggling Spirit Airlines now that it's filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The budget air carrier lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020, and it still hasn't reached profitability again, and its debt payments are more than $1 billion over the next year. But Spirit officials say customers can continue to book and fly without interruption. Existing tickets, credits, and loyalty points are still valid, as well as affiliated credit cards and other membership perks. In August, the CEO said they were working to deploy a new reimagined product into the travel market. I'm Jackie Quinn.
South Carolina remains number one in the AP Top 25 Women's College Basketball poll. Connecticut is number two, followed by USC, Texas, and UCLA. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.